So I want to talk a little bit about Inyanim of Chametz. We're going to Pesachim, Pashas Bo. The first Tosfos in Pesachim wonders why there was a special din of the Dikas Chametz and not other types of Isurim. Tosfos focuses on the Drabana. Tosfos offers several Svaris. We don't find that by other Isuri Hana, and maybe Isuri Achila as well, Tosfos might be discussing that there's a halacha of search and destroy. Tosfos mentions a couple of svaris. Tosfos says, number one, that when it comes to chametz, where we generally eat chametz all year, so therefore, lo bedili minei, we're not naturally distanced from it. We don't consider it taboo, so there's more of a chashash that you might come to eat it. That's one of the svaris Tosfos says. He also mentions the bayirah point. The Ran as well raises this question, as the many Rishonim. The Ran mentions another element, and that is the fact that there's a chi of kares. And since the Torah is machmir, someone who eats chametz kares, therefore there is also more of a reason to make a requirement that you have to search out for chametz and to destroy it. Then the Ran adds something interesting in terms of the issa bayirah midoraisa. And he says that it may also be why the Torah forbids a person to have chametz in their rishus, because since we see that chametz is again lo bedili minei, and there's a chiyuv kares, that's why the Torah was machmir with bayirah. After bringing these two svaras about the chiyuv kares and the lo bedili minei, the efshar otz mipnei tamzeh hechmira Torah lavar bayir bayimatzei. So it comes out the very issa bayirah midoraisa is like a siyag and has to do with the potential that person could come to eat the chametz, which is a terrible thing, because of the chi of kares, and also it's very likely to happen. So there are a number of mefarshim and chumash, many who try to show you that the lashna pasuk in Parshas Bo itself can be interpreted to reflect what we just read in the Ran. The truth is, there are a few pesukim that mention the chi of kares for one who eats chametz, and in both cases, the Torah also mentions the isser of owning chametz. So we already saw in the Gemara Daf Hey that Iskish has basas se'or la'achilas chametz for purposes of what the Gemara says. But even in terms of reading the pasuk itself, one pasuk says shivas yamim matzos tochevu ach bayom harishon tashpisu se'or mivateichem ki kol ochel chametz v'nichlesa. So the Torah says the halach of tashbisu ki kol ochel chametz v'nichlesa. Why is there halach of tashbisu here more than other things? Because it's kares. And then the other pasuk of lo yimatze, shivas yom so lo yimatze bevateichem, ki kol ocha machmeses v'nichlesa. So you literally read the pasuk, and you get a feeling that the pasuk is itself explaining why is lo yimatze, why tashbisu, because there's a chiyuv kares. That gives you one of the reasons of the Ran. But if you look more carefully at the lashna pasuk of tashbisu, you can actually see the other reason as well. Again, different ways that we can read it. Let's try one at a time. You have to get rid of your chametz on Erev Pesach. So one way to read it is as follows. What does it say, Miyom Rishon Yom HaShvi? You should say that earlier. So it's like the Lashon is inverted. It should say first Miyom Rishon and then say V'nichlesa. But you could read it as follows. Why am I telling you tashbisu? Why is it so important to get rid of the chametz? For two reasons. Number one is b'nichvisa, ki kol chametz b'nichvisa. And another reason is because miyom harishon yom hashvi, the whole Isser is only for 7 days, and the rest of the year you're eating chametz. And therefore, I'm more concerned that there's going to be an achilas chametz, which has an Isser kares, because it's only during these days that we don't eat chametz, and the rest of the day we do eat chametz. So it comes out, the pasuk is itself merames to the svara that because of lo bedili mineh. That is one way to read it. The Chasam Sofer brings from his Rebbe of Nassim Adler a different way to read the pasuk. He says, the Torah is saying a few things here. Tashbisu sa'ar mibateichem, why am I telling you to get rid of chametz? Because of the following. Number one, ki kol ochel chametz. Stop, pause. Everyone eats chametz all year round. We eat chametz all the time. And therefore, there's more of a chashash that you come to eat it. Lo bedili minei. Secondly, v'nichvesa nefeshei miyisrael. That's how he reads it. And then he goes on, beyond that, he says, the kasha you can ask is, what about Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur So also we eat all year, the lo badil, and it's also karis, and we don't find you have to get rid of your food on from your house on Yom Kippur. So he says, because that's only one day. So one day you can hold out, you won't forget. But here it's Shabbos Yamim. The Yom HaRishon, the Yom HaShavi is to answer why Pesach is different than Yom Kippur. That's the Chassam Sofer. This is all in terms of the actual Lashon HaPasuk. But Lamaisa, the Arishonim that asked a simple question. Having said all of this, still very hard to understand why the Torah is so insistent about getting rid of your chametz. You can own your chametz. So there's a couple of interesting mekoros. I work backwards. The Radvaz is already early Acharon, but we'll say first the Radvaz and we'll go back to Rishonim. The Radvaz in Chel Gimel Tav Kuf Mem Vav. So the question was asked here. Tav Kuf Mem Vav. Why is chametz so different? We have other yisurim in the Torah, also have kares. We have Yisuri Hanak, Kiloy Akem, Shar Hanisko, Loech Mira Torah Behem Kolkach, the Imishim Dilo Bedili Minei, Kulei Shai Tahar Yain Lenazir. So the same types of questions that the Rishonim poses and others are asking. So he starts off by saying the classic approach, Shnei Dvarim Nem B'Tshuva Dovezeh. Number one, that here you have a lot of different things, a combination that you don't find by other Yisurim. Yisuri Hanak, Kares, Lo Bedili Minei Shiminei. All three, all packed in one. And that's all by chametz. And since it has all these chumras, Yisurei Hana, Kares, Lo Bedili Minei, Hechmira Torah, Chumras Halalu, and the chum went on top of that, Chumras Al Chumras. But then after discussing all of this, he says, I still don't understand. Gam Al Tamarishon Yeshki Ktsas Gimgum. Mi Adif Mi Avodazara. The Amar Tavo Yirbag Yavchamum Menachere. The Kamol Debo Kikov Bechor Torah Kula. The Lomat Sinu Shetzvicha Torah Bedika Ubitul. We find in Eretz Yisrael a special halacha with Sharash Achareha. B'chutz l'aretz, ain't on the mitzvah lirdof achareha. Kol makom shenichbos also nobody is kol avodah zara shebo, but not to the extent of chametz. Says the Radvaz, mikol makom harei atarosh shaluach mira torah b'avodah zara k'mo b'chametz. Hilkach adayin tzarech tam. Al kein ani somech hamash amru chazal b'midrashos. Ki chametz b'pesach remez l'yitzahara. That's the expression Gemara uses for Yitzhahara. L'chein kala garesh yigaresh. In the Pasuk in Parshas Bo. Oso ha'adam e'olav. V'yachapis ala b'chol machbu'os machshibosav. Ofil koshu l'obatil. Ha'vareze emes v'nachal. So he says you have to ultimately fall back on the fact that chometz is a remes to the Yitzhahara. So says the Radvaz. Now the Radvaz was in the 15th century. But if you go back to Talmidei HaRashba, I have two Talmidei HaRashba that address this question. One is, these are svarim that you can find. They're drushes ala Torah, but before Yom Tovim, they would add an inyan of the Chag. So one is drushes Rav Yeshua Evin Shu'ib, Talmidei HaRashba, and the other one is called Torah HaMincha, which is drushes of Rav Yaakov Misakli. And both of them in their drushes before Pesach ask this question. They both machavin to one idea. So in the drushes of Yeshua ibn Shu'ib in Parashat Tzav, so he also asked these questions. I'll read it with the here so it's a bit clearer from this edition. Yeshalin, Lama Echnira Torah Levayr Yisacham It's Yosem Nishar Yisurim Kechela Vedan Yesh Mefarshim, and he gives suggestions along the lines of what we said before, Bedili Mine, La Bedili Mine, and so on. Avo Ha'emes, Shezehu Misodos HaTorah, She'inyin Chametz V'Isuro Hu Chomer Ma'od, V'Achilas HaMatzah Mitzvasa Gedola Al Derech HaKabbalah. How so? Ki HaChametz Remez L'Midas HaDin, HaKosha, She'etzilanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mimitzrayim Mimodes, V'Aselem Shvatim Al Yada. Chametz is a remes to Midas Hadin that Hashem demonstrated in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yesiv Ayah Yisrael Sayod HaGdola Yemincha Hashem. One hand was sinking the Mitzrim. and so on. Ki chometz more chizuk. We call yayin that gets spoiled, that gets a very, very pungent taste. That's called chometz yayin. Nigzar ma'avel v'chometz. Chometz means to be aggressive, which is midas hadin. Ki es chametz levavi inyan kas. Therefore, carbon amincha shu'ul ratzon siva shelo yabil min advarm shen lehem yana chazaka lo chometz v'lo dvash, which is overly sweet. Okay. Aval bePesach kul rachamim. Lachin ba hamatza b'din hakarben b'neser hachametz. B'tzivanu l'harchiko k'inyin avodazara. V'lachin yisur v'mashu v'lobato k'avodazara. This is from the drashas of Yisrael Eben Shu'ib. And therefore, chazal kasvu chazal l'chapes l'chateit acharav v'afilu hakelem et so'am. Rav Yaakov Misakli, in the middle of this drasha, very short, he says, he gives you like, he's like speaking to a person who's going to darshan. He says, okay, do this, and a darshan, and this. So in the drasha of Pasha Sav, Hilchos Pesach, Tamis HaChametz, Nikan Tiftach Lidrosh B'Hilchos HaPesach B'Digas Chametz B'Shmiras HaMatzah. The Imtir Tzeh Lirmos Tam Yisra Chilas Chametz V'Yisra Hana'aso V'Yisra Ba'Yira Ba'Yimatzeh V'Chi V'Chilas Matzah Tirmos. Tegala tefach utechase tefach. Don't say everything. Hold back a little bit. Uzachor shakohanim hayuyonkim imidas hachesed. Kohanim are nourished from chesed. The siv tumecha berecha uish chasidecha. Ufikach nesa lehem lecho chalkam min haminachos chametz. The kohanim ate from the minachos. The minachos ought to be matzah. Ki al yidei except shtei halechem, we know, okay, from Shavuos. Okay, but he said generally we know that the menachos were matzah. Ki al yidei ha'achila nichlal osakoach miskasha beguf. Mizeh ha'tam isa bal yira'eh. Sha'ri'iyah mikasheras ha'demyonos b'leiv. Ri'iyah connects to the heart. Lechein ha'atmana. That's bayatmin. Sha'machshava po'eles b'nefesh. So it connects you in your thought. Listen to this. Oh, the nature of the halacha follows the Kabbalah here. In other words, to the extent that person has more shaykhis with it, it belongs to you. Or yachay bach riyusa. Aval b'shal acherim, o shalo kibel achrayis, o b'shal gavoa, ein hadas pone aleihem. Ve'ein ha'machshava mo'eles ba. So it's the extent of the machshava where the midas, this midas hadin is a problem. Then he goes on just another two lines. He says, and if it was Shabbos, I'll add another point about racham and then chol yom tov yos b'Shabbos to chaber im zeh the following. V'haya hayom ezel lachem muzikaron, it says in Parshas HaChodesh. Shapesach lo yenishchat al hachametz. Why not? L'esrachek mi midas hadin u'idabek midas harachamim. That's what the Pesach cannot be shachted ala chametz, because chametz is midas hadin, as we saw in Rashi's Rabbi Yeshua Ben Shuib. B'zeu shenema b'chol mokom b'Pesach zechira. The Lashon zechira use. Zochor es hayom hazeh sheyetzasim mitzrayim. L'man tizkor es yom tzeischam eretz mitzrayim. Zachar to ki avi yisa b'mitzrayim. V'haya hayom hazeh lachem uzikoron. Ki haschira d'rachamim. When you find the Lashon zechira, that's associated with rachamim. The rogez rachim tizkor, zochores kirenu od, rachim rachamenu, the rotzalomer, kayom hazel li Yisrael, merachim la'olim l'doro. So the inyan of chametz is midas hadin, the inyan of pesach is midas harachamim, and our connection, therefore, to rachamim precludes our having a connection in machshava to inyan of chametz. Another whole other dimension to everything we've been learning about. Good Shabbos, everybody.
Shabbos, Rebbe.